This is Member Care Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
When I was a senior in college, no one had told me that what I probably should do is not get engaged on a major romantic holiday. And sure enough, I proposed to my wife on Valentine's Day. That kind of set the bar for me that subsequent Valentine's days, I needed to do really well. We've been married 26 years now. Last Valentine's Day, didn't think about the event until really that day. That time I was pastoring a fairly good-sized church and had an administrative assistant. I asked her to find a nice restaurant. I confirmed that to myself on my drive home and went into a local grocery store, passed by the flower arrangements, and had to get a card. There are not too many cards at 5:45 on Valentine's Day, but I chose one, and there were some decorative candles just adjacent to the cards. And I thought, she likes candles. And I was very proud of myself as a man to think about the colors in our kitchen or den and chose a candle that she could use either place. Quite proud of myself as I drove home, presented the candle and the card. And the look on her face was kind of revealing that she wasn't as impressed as I thought she probably should be. We were driving to the restaurant, and I realized, oh man, I forgot to ask my assistant which restaurant it was. So I had to call her. My wife's right beside me listening to the conversation. So this was not a stellar celebration of our 27th engagement anniversary. And so I had great intentions. I acted out those, bought the candle, bought the card, had my administrative assistant make the reservation. And what my wife received from that was that I didn't have enough time. I waited too late to get a card. I didn't even have enough time to make our own reservations. I had to pass that off to my assistant. So the results were not what I anticipated. So what I'd like for you to do is take a piece of paper and write down three initials. I love acronyms. So write it in a vertical fashion, IBR. I think these are three initials that will help you on the field, in your work, at home, how to love others authentically, altruistically, how to really consider them before yourself. So IBR, I is intention. And let me ask you, what percent of the time do you consider yourself having good and honorable intentions? Yeah, me too. Probably 99.735, something like that. Most of the time, my intentions are well and good. In this experience with my wife, my intentions were stellar. I wanted her to know my love and devotion. And so my intentions drove my behavior. That's what the B is, behaviors. All of our behaviors, what we say, what we do, they're coming out of our intentions, out of our thinking and what's running through our mind and our heart. And so everything we say and do is driven by our behaviors. And then draw a line underneath the B. And the R stands for results. So out of those behaviors and the things we say and do, what we write in emails, they get a result for us. Now, we hope for very specific results. Matter of fact, when each of us say and do things, we have particular results in mind. When I bought the candle and the card and took my wife out to dinner, I was sure that the results of that would be she would feel loved and adored by her husband. Didn't quite work out that way. For us, what we often miss is assessing those results. What kind of feedback are we getting from our words, our actions, our intentions, what we hope to achieve, and yet are we really achieving those? So with her, I could tell on her face immediately the results. When our family arrived in West Africa, our field director had great intentions. He did certain things, said certain things, found us a home to rent that he thought was great. Turned out it was horrific. We didn't sleep at night because of activities going on outside the home. There were just one thing after another in those initial probably 4 to 6 weeks of him saying things, doing things out of good intentions, but I'm receiving them through my filter, my wife receiving them through her filter, and the results felt just the opposite of what he hoped they would be. And so both of us began to grow a very healthy, rapidly growing root of bitterness. And it got so bad that I went to him one day and I said, don't ever speak to my wife again. You speak to me and I'll convey to her what you would like for her to know. Because from his intentions, his behavior, the way he was communicating to her, boy, there was a giant disconnect. And so I honestly began to hate the guy. Not a very good quality for someone to have working in another culture where the Nationals are watching how the team interacts. And it felt awful. And I knew this wasn't pleasing the Lord. It wasn't happy for us. But what I had done is I had failed to confront him during the course of every one of these things that he was doing that I felt was a poor decision. So the results were atrocious for me, and he didn't have any idea what the results were. So that's, we both failed. We failed each other. He didn't check how the results were feeling towards my family and me. And I didn't go back up when the results felt bad and say, here's what you did. Here's how it felt to us. Help me understand your intentions. And what we typically do is we think, here's what you did, and I don't like you anymore. You can't do anything right. I don't know why God allows you to use up good oxygen. So we got to get over that. And so to truly love someone when the results, when what they say and do produces negative results for me, is I have the responsibility to go back to that person and say, here's what you did. Here's how it felt to me. All my feelings are legitimate. Another person can't argue and say, I shouldn't have those feelings. You know, in the marriage relationship, I can say, honey, when you said that made me feel like you really don't respect me. Well, she can say, you shouldn't feel that way. But that's silly to say that. I feel that way. Our feelings are our perspective. They're our true reality. It's how we feel. And that's kind of disarming, too, when I can go to her and say, honey, when you said that, it made me feel this way. I know you didn't want me to feel that way. Let's talk about it. I know that's not your intentions. But I just want you to know that it probably worked better in our relationship if you didn't say that anymore that way. Or I could understand why you said it in that particular way. So the same thing in our relationship, especially in team settings with the people we work with, is that IBR, intentions, behavior, and results. We own our intentions, obviously. We own our behaviors. And the other person is filtering out those behaviors for their results. So we have to come along and check those results and say, are they the results we're getting? To go to a teammate and say, okay, here's what I did. Here's the email. Do you understand why I chose this route? Do you understand where I'm coming from? So out of true love and respect for each other, we check intentions. We never judge each other's intentions. We just want to go back and say, look, that didn't work for me. Help me understand where you're coming from. And now let's work on a way where we could do that, say that, come to that agreement, have this confrontation another way where we're both getting the kind of results we want.
Don't let it accumulate.
Exactly. So next time when we come back, I want to delve into that a little bit more and give you some more practical tools on how we actually do that in a way where we can confront each other without being emotionally hijacked.
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thank you for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.